SRN News. I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The Israeli military says it rounded up hundreds of Palestinians with suspected ties to militants over the past week and sent 200 to Israel for further interrogation. The statement provided rare details on a controversial policy that reportedly involves mass roundups of teenage boys and men. Author Daniel Gordis says while some Arab nations have established ties with Israel, the Palestinians remain hostile.
There's something about the Palestinian people that I believe, and I think increasing numbers of Israelis believe, has nothing to do with independence, nothing to do with a desire for a Palestinian state, and everything to do with the slaughtering of Jews.
Gordis was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also on SRNews.com, one person died, another was shot in the leg in a shooting at a shopping mall in Central Florida. Ocala Police Chief Mike Balkin says the man was targeted and killed after he was shot in a common area of Paddock Mall. The Biden administration will be doubling down on abortion rights in the 2024 election cycle.
The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris is planning a nationwide series of events to promote legal access to abortion. Last year's overturning of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court was a historic setback for Democrats, but since then, voters have backed abortion rights in several midterm and state ballot elections. The vice president's first event is scheduled for Wisconsin, a critical battleground state, on January 22nd, the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, with Christmas right around the corner, you might want to check the list of what stores are open and closed twice. From retail stores to grocery chains, many companies across the U.S. shut their doors on Christmas Day. This is SRN News. Christians weigh in on the war in Gaza.
According to a new poll from Lifeway Research, 83% of believers in this country agree that, quote, Israel must take bold measures to defend itself against Hamas' decades-long campaign of terrorism. 88% also feel that Israelis have the right to determine their own statehood and government. The survey also finds that most Christians have sympathy for Palestinian civilians and do not believe that they support Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The big defense bill that passed Congress this month is a defeat for efforts by Republicans to kill several progressive agenda items. Most notably, the legislation does not include language sought by House Republicans to restrict sex change operations for service members. It also fails to block the Pentagon's abortion travel policy, which allows reimbursement for travel expenses when a service member goes out of state for an abortion. This is SRN News. Germany's central bank says the country's economy is likely to shrink again slightly in the current fourth quarter.
Meanwhile, a survey showed business confidence in Europe's biggest economy retreating unexpectedly. Official figures show Germany's economy contracted by 0.1% in the third quarter after growing by the same amount in the previous three-month span. The International Monetary Fund says Germany is the only major economy expected to shrink this year.
Correspondent Bob Agnew reporting. Authorities in France say about 300 Indian citizens heading to Central America are sequestered in a French airport for a third day because of an investigation into suspected human trafficking. Prosecutors say two people were detained and others are still being questioned. It's unclear if the alleged smuggling aimed to bring the Indians to the U.S., which has seen a surge in Indian migrants on the U.S.-Mexico border this year. More details at SRNews.com.